This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. I want to get back to real quick. Then we're going to do AM on the FM to Richie Incognito going after folks, and I get it, on social media. Pro Football Talk put out an article more than 12 years later. The Jonathan Martin, Richie Incognito scandal has returned to the front burner. Richie Incognito, you tried to ruin my career over a lie. A decade later, Jonathan Martin admits he was never bullied. His mother pushed the narrative of bullying to the media. Jonathan Martin never believed in the stance his camp was taking during the investigation. The NFL and the media ran with a false narrative, ruined careers, and moved on. So he has some bones of contention, and rightfully so, to pick with some of these reporters. Right now, we bring in Eric Chiafalo because it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. Corey Majors is not here. He is not feeling well. I promise I'm not feeling that much better. You'll hear why here in just a second. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. I want you to answer the question of the day there on Twitch and YouTube as well. And then the college baseball game that you should have watched over the weekend, because it almost made history. We'll get to that here in just a little bit, but the question of the day today, again, is going to be based off of a personal monologue that I'm going to have. What's the dumbest way that you've hurt yourself? 877-881-1053. Let's hear it.
So, I have a good answer for you here. When I was in high school, I used to, drink soda late at night. Probably not good for you for a variety of reasons.
What was your flavor of choice?
Cherry cola? I love just regular Coke. Regular Coke.
Okay, of course.
Not even
a vanilla Coke, dude. Vanilla Coke is 10 out of 10.
I was at the grocery store. They have blueberry or blackberry Dr. Pepper now.
Do they?
And it doesn't sound right, but I'm like, they had to taste it and go, we should sell this.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Now, I want you to be intrigued by what is surely also the strongest soda can that has ever been made. And so I didn't open the soda this time for whatever reason. In the middle of the night, I rolled off my bed and landed back first on the soda. That can needs to be studied because it did not budge an inch, which is freaking amazing. And so... it was during band season and I played the drums and I explained to my band director why I needed to not carry the drum and just still do all the other stuff, but just go through the motions where we're going from set to set. And he goes, you know what? I believe you because that story is too dumb for anybody to have to make up. So I hurt my back.
He was right about that.
He is.
That's a one of one.
Landing on a soda can in my room.
Do you have a habit, or did you have a habit of falling out of your bed in the midst of a sleep?
Occasionally. We've gotten, we're good to go on that now. But yeah, it did used to happen. I don't know why.
I think the slipping on the ice in my driveway like 2 or 3 years ago during one of our ice capades.
Yeah.
And the knee goes back a little bit. I think I actually have a little something in there that like got messed up. And
be
then
careful this week.
The tailbone factor. I mean, just immediately. I didn't have the camera stuff set up at the time, so there's no funny footage to even get to appreciate that moment. But good night, dude. The tailbone pain, that's a top five worst pain.
How much funnier does that footage become if we put like some cartoon sound effects?
Yes, that's the best. I love those videos.
Like as soon as you fall, the Sonic the Hedgehog rings just explode everywhere. That would be amazing.
Oh, yes. That would be great.
Man, you would have made it on America's Funniest Home Videos. That would have been great. Is that even around still? I have no idea.
Yeah, Carlton.
He's Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah, he's the guy who runs it after Saget.
Oh.
Hmm.
I did not know
that. He also did a commercial with Michael Jackson.
He was actually in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, I think that's what he's probably best known for, right?
He's at the Super Bowl one year.
I don't know. It sounded like just wanted to make sure you got all the context.
He's best known for Silver Spoons.
Mike?
He was on Silver Spoons with the white guy. Mm-hmm. The blonde-headed kid. They were friends. Mm-hmm. Remember? Mm-hmm. Right? Isn't that the show? Was it called Silver Spoons? You don't know Alfonso Rivera's
No, I know what you're talking about. I don't. I sort of have heard of Silver Spoons. Can't really tell you anything more about
it. Help me out here. I'm not on Twitch. I'm on YouTube. You guys remember that Alfonso kid on Silver Spoons, I think it was?
Okay.
And with Michael Jackson in a Pepsi commercial?
Okay.
Mike, what is the dumbest way that you have hurt yourself?
Good question. I can only think of how I hurt my back, but it wasn't like I've probably hurt myself really a whole bunch of stupid ways. I'm just forgetting, but that was just, I was laying sod at my wife's office. And then the next morning needed to go have my whole L4, L5 redone.
Oh no.
That's not good at all. Sciatic and whatnot.
Yeah.
You seem like a prime candidate to have a story about being so upset about a sporting situation that you punched something and you broke your hand.
No, I broke my hand twice. One time was on a 3-on-2, 2-on-1 drill at Duncanville, and I'm the guy going back on the 2-on-1 on defense, and the guy dribbling the basketball, who's a good friend of mine, just ran into me. And so as I fell down, you know, I put my hand down to save myself.
Yeah.
And I broke it, like kind of where my thumb and hand kind of meet is where it got broke.
Did you say where your thumb and your hand meet?
Yeah, your palm area, I guess. Okay. The palmy area. And I didn't get it x-rayed. Mm-hmm. And Doc, who was our trainer at Duncanville, was like, yeah, it's just fine. It's sprained. For the next 2 weeks, I'm playing basketball, and he's taping it up. And every time I catch a basketball, I want to cry. It hurts so bad.
Oh, no.
So immediately, I tell my dad this. He's like, let's just go to the emergency room and just get it x-rayed to see. And oh, yeah, it's broken.
Oh,
I was like, okay. Thanks for the diagnosis.
Right there in that hand meet thumb area.
Yeah. Yeah, like the tendon pulled.
That's really
pulled
the
away.
Sweet spot.
How many?
It's a danger zone.
Do you think most doctors, if you said I really hurt myself in the hand meet, they would be like, "I got it."
Yeah, a good doctor.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, they know everything, man. Let's see from the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line 877-881-1053 from the 469. Hurt myself sweeping the floor. You know, it's always the simple things that like you just get irritated after too because you're like, this probably could have been avoided. But it was so totally
right. I hurt myself plenty of times getting up off the couch. And
okay.
I'm like, I'm so freaking old.
Okay, I wanted to ask about that. Have any of y'all or people listening hurt yourself because you didn't get off the couch and you were probably trying to reach for something? They're like, just get up and go get it.
Yeah.
But you're like, no. I can reach this thing. And all of a sudden you feel like a pain. You're like, oh no, I might have pulled a muscle because I didn't get my ass off the couch.
Yeah, you can easily pull a lat or something just trying to reach too far. You're just like, oh, just a couple inches away. And then next thing you know,
The hazards of being a lazy man.
Yeah,
oh
man.
My God, for sure.
And for as active as I am, it's like, why am I being this lazy for the simplest things? I hate that I do that sometimes. And then you have the crazy injuries like from the 817. I jumped over a car once. I've never done that. Cleared the car, but didn't stick the landing. Rolled my ankle so bad that I tore something and was in a boot for a few weeks.
That's what Mac McClung did?
No, he landed it and won the dunk contest.
He got money for it. This person had to pay money.
How many people can jump over a car? This sounds like a feat that like 1% of humans could do.
Blake Griffin.
That feels high.
There's the Kobe.
Did Blake Griffin really kinda jump over that car?
There's the obviously real video from Kobe years ago where there was
over
the
moving car.
Yeah.
It doesn't get realer than that.
By the way, David Buchanan, the right-hander for the Texas Rangers, he got hurt today during a fielding drill at spring training.
Sounds like a hand-meet-thumb situation, boys.
And Jock Peterson has a flu.
Oh, no.
Dude, hey, this is one of the worst flus ever, by the way. You think you're good, and then bam, it punches you in the face again.
Especially for birds.
Yeah, how long do you think it's been since we've seen a flu this bad?
I'm gonna keep racking my brain on that one.
Okay. I'm just curious.
I just want y'all to know that Kevin was about to say something in my ear that wouldn't have gone over the air, and he pulled back from it. So I appreciate that.
Oh, you didn't
hear
it?
I didn't hear anything. Okay. No. Okay. Yep.
He said five years.
Yeah. Shut up, Mike. That wasn't on air.
So what happened with me?
Wait, wasn't that COVID?
Oh, see, that's what it was. I'm sorry, Hagee.
Thanks, Mike.
I couldn't freaking find the word.
I'm sure you couldn't have some fun with that.
I'm sure you couldn't, Chiafalo. What happened to me yesterday?
30 years from now, when your grandkids ask you about 2020 and the pandemic, you're going to be like, I don't remember it?
No. I was just busting balls. I unfortunately remember every single second of that awful, awful time.
Hmm. Kevin didn't believe in it. He just came up here every day.
That is not why I came up here every day. Good night.
Tendering. I did too, but I was forced to.
It's fine to believe in it. Just don't believe in it too much.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Line of
I don't
belief
know what that means.
When it comes to the COVID, that hopefully didn't everybody cross the line of too much belief.
I don't know what too much belief means. Yeah.
Well, you can believe this story I'm about to tell you.
Sorry, Bedford.
Yesterday, Chiofalo, you'll appreciate this. Maybe you've had a similar situation. I don't know. I was at the gym, as one does.
Oh, brag, huh?
That was a good it's not even a brag. Because I'm going to be out for a while after what happened yesterday.
Oh, no.
I was doing barbell squats, which I haven't done that like heavy in a long time, since high school, really, because there's no need to. I'm like, I'm not training for anything. So I was just mainly like, when it comes to legs, it's like pressing activities and like dumbbells.
Yeah.
This, like, I'm
definitely
trying
to like dumbbell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to like up my weight because, you know, I'm not the richest person here at the station. So I might be working on my personal training certification to try to make some more money and try to stay active, right?
Love that, dude.
So I'm like, I need to start upping the weight and doing more compound movements and stuff that I would want to teach people and, you know, show and explain. I did a normal working weight. My warm-up weight, usually, after I just do the bar to get a feel,
400
is like
too high.
I'll do like 185, just to get the blood flowing.
185,000.
Yes, no, absolutely. Yeah, weight. Like two cars. You know, one car hanging from each side. The person from the 817 jumped over this car as I was going down for a ride.
I believe it.
And
you're a brick S house.
Yeah, but like 185 pounds just to get the blood flowing, right? And usually I'll top out near the 300s, just. You know, I could probably push it further, but I don't want to hurt myself because I work out alone, so I don't have a spot. So I'm doing 185 pounds, go down for a rep, and out of nowhere, instant pain and cracking all down my spine.
The cracking?
Yeah. And I was able to get the weight back up.
That's the crack
yes,
in.
That's the crack in.
The spine cracking.
Good pull. But as I went down, full spine, the entire thing cracked. And legs went tingly, but I could still feel them. So I was able to get the weight back up just fine. It wasn't a muscle issue. It was like my posture was bad or something. And
Oh, no, dude.
I just packed it up. I said, I should probably go home. I went home. And after about a few hours, I was like, oh, this isn't good. So I got the icy hot on the back right now. I woke up this morning. I could barely sit up out of bed. That was awful. And it still hurts.
I respect you for
being
here.
To this moment, yeah. No, I thought about it, but I was like, oh, the bosses are off today, so they might be sleeping in or something. So I'm like, I'm just going to show up. And Corey said he couldn't make it, so I was like, I got to be the strong one today.
Yeah, see, that's the difference between you and LeBron.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I'll still go to the gym today and do upper body.
When the lights come on, Medford's ready.
I'm always ready. I stay ready, so I don't have to get ready.
Your spine, on the other hand, it's a different story.
Yeah, so I'm going to let that have a breather, and if it's not fine in a few days, I should probably get that looked out because nerve damage and stuff is not fun.
Probably should.
What's your sports opinion?
This is not the combo platter. That's later on. I do have something sports, though, because people get mad when we talk about wrestling and not real sports, I guess.
Tonight, Raw's War on Netflix.
Yes.
I don't think they've called it Raw is War for a really long time.
Well, we're going to yeet for 15 minutes. I know that. At 7 o'clock, we start yeeting. And we yeet with
minutes.
Little kids. He picks out two little kids and he yeets them.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets down to the ring and then he yeets for another 5 to 10 minutes. And then Pat McAfee is pelvic thrusting yeeting, yes. where he's really yep. putting a sexual tone on the yeet.
Oh.
And then he goes over.
Does that not have a sexual tone anyway?
And then he goes over to the table with Pat McAfee, and then they yeet together. And then about at 7:15 to 7:20 is when the yeeter, Jey Uso, then starts talking. And he says two words, and then everybody goes, yeet. Then he says two more words. Yeet. And then somebody else comes out from the back. It seems to be Gunther.
Were they
quite
yeeting
a bit.
Back yes. there, or do they wait to yeet before they come out?
Gunther hates yeeting so much.
He does.
He's serious about no
Which,
nonsense.
You know Anti-yeeter.
And actually belongs in the
Gunther
main,
or man. Gunther, I love him because he hates the yeet.
Well, you might hate this score, Mike. This is the game that you should have watched over the weekend in college baseball. Rhode Island versus William and Mary.
Oh, hell yeah.
All time.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There was only two people on the field.
Throw out the record.
One of them was a girl.
No, it's not. Man, I don't know about the last thing that you even said, but they have more than two people on the field.
It's called softball.
So this team, or this game rather.
It's like an intramural type deal that you were watching, Medford?
Yeah. Yeah, and it is Division I baseball, so it counts. And this score is ridiculous. It almost broke the NCAA record for runs scored in a single game.
Almost.
The sides combined to score 58 runs. It was the fourth wow. highest output in Division I history.
This was a Sunday game.
And this was actually called after seven innings because of the mercy rule. They were scoring on average about eight runs per inning. Had they gone the full nine innings, and the only reason they stopped was because both teams ran out of pitchers, if they would have kept going, they would have destroyed the NCAA record. They would have finished around 75 runs or so.
Wow.
The record is 62 runs, set back in 1968 by Denver and Air Force.
Holy
That
boy.
Game finished 33-29, actually closer than you would expect in a blowout like that, or just a high-scoring game, rather. 62 runs is the record. We got really close, and just a fun stat from that, both teams' offenses combined to go 40-80 with nine home runs.
Wow.
Hey, if you like watching four-pitch walks, there was 29 walks in that game.
Good
I'm looking
night.
At this page. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
So there you have it. You should watch a lot of Division I baseball, especially if William and or Mary are involved.
Man, that is unbelievable.
I don't know. I'm going to be locked in on this yeet off that Baskies.
I'm telling you, when That's you get tonight, off the air dude, tonight, you go to Netflix. The great thing about Netflix is you start it late and you can fast forward.
Oh, yes. Okay.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You definitely strike me as someone who used to really yeet off a lot.
There was a time.
There's no such thing as a yeet off.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one who yeets.
You painted quite the yeet off picture there, though. It sounded like McAfee was doing some yeeting.
McAfee loves the yeet. That's his favorite thing, honestly.
I think you're
he doesn't
probably
even
right.
want to call the matches. He just wants to yeet the whole time so he can pelvic thrust right in front of the camera.
He has a big
belt on, not like a world championship belt, but he just makes sure that he gets in that camera and gives you a funky face and then pelvic thrusts his yeets.
Probably 7th to 12th grade, Higgy was probably my yeet prime.
I could see that. How do you think you discovered it? Never mind. We'll talk about that off air.
Tomorrow, crosstalk. On YouTube, text in if you want us to talk about Raw tomorrow.
I do, because you're going to be like, and then that one girl who does the thing, you know, the thing.
They wedgied a girl on SmackDown.
That's
incredible. What about did we do swirlies? Can we get a swirly action going?
They have a girl who swings her hair around. It goes all the way to the ground.
That's Bianca Belair.
What about the pants and then step on the pants and then push the individual and then they immediately just fall naked to the ground?
It might happen.
You ever done that one?
That's could.
Pay-per-view, I think.
You're on Netflix.
It's an all-timer.
Maybe. We're the KNC
Netflix
Masterpiece.
Is war.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you very much, Eric Chiafalo. Coming up next, Rangers offer clarity on the roles of both John Gray and Tyler Mahle. Next right here on The Fan.
Here comes the pinch. That's right down the middle for a called third strike. Fastball catches Baldwin looking, and John Gray gets out of a second and third, nobody out situation, doesn't give up a run.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Man, I feel like we have an update for this every single segment. So one of the directions that Pro Football Talk has gone with, and they said, The Martin Incognito situation exposed a cultural issue for the NFL. Instead of a solution aimed at fixing on a league-wide basis, the league hammered Incognito and others in hope of scaring everyone else straight. Well, needless to say, Richie Incognito made sure to step out and be like, yeah, you are one of the people that tried to make this. And he goes, 12 years instead of reporting actual facts, Pro Football Talk is just recycling old news so Florio can cover his ass. Do better. So there's an update there. One more update. And we talked about the delay that was going to happen last week. The Jerry Jones sexual assault hearing has been delayed until August. So the trial was previously set for March 3rd. And if you remember, it was previously set for the year before that. And the lawsuit got brought up in September of 2020. So
COVID.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe we'll see if it will actually go through this time in August, or if a settlement will get made, or if it will get postponed again.
Is it civil or criminal?
It is a civil, I do believe. All right. I've got a question, or I guess some thoughts about these two pitchers, John Gray and Tyler Mahle, because the Rangers, Chris Young, Bruce Bochy kind of have spoken out about them. And I say the same thing all the time. I get it that they're not going to be like, well, we're screwed because neither one of them are going to be good to go. I get all that. But Bruce Bochy said he had never even thought about John Gray in the closer role. And then Chris Young added to that and said, as long as they're healthy, that is not something that they will consider. So I wanted to start with this, by the way, as Canada's up 4-0 over Finland. What do you think about the concept of there's no real thought to John Gray going to closer unless they run into some injury issues?
I just don't think he has the mentality.
Okay.
One. Two, I'm on his Baseball Savant page, and I know these are basic stats, but I think they're important. Last year, batting average against on his fastball, he threw it 44.4% of the time. 311. That's not good. The year before, he threw his fastball 42.5% of the time. Batting average against, 339.
Oh, dear.
So, now, his slider is great. The 2023 year, batting average against, 193. Threw it 33% of the time. His slider last year, threw it 44% of the time at a 213 batting average. Now, can I throw that 80% of the time and it still be that effective? The answer is probably no,
yeah,
to be honest, because they get to see it more in an at bat. If I'm like, I'm going to throw you four pitches and three of them are going to be the slider. So if he were to become the closer, you might look at it and go, dude, you have to throw 80% sliders, like almost the way Rivera threw probably more than 80%, but cutters. So I don't see it. There's stats to back up. I don't see it. And then there's the mentality to go, does he have a closer's mentality?
Yeah.
So for me, I do look at him as being more of a back end, middle part of your rotation. Give me that 150 innings. We've talked about this before. When he gets going and he throws seven innings or more, he's like dominant. He dominates.
Absolutely.
The issue is when the games that he's not on, he struggles to get to kind of that six innings, three run mark, right? Where you'd be like, hey, in your bad games, if you can just give us about five innings, give up three runs, we can still work with that. But when you end up going, I don't know, 2 2/3,
yep,
4 or 5 runs, that gets a little bit tough.
Now, the other person is Tyler Mahle. And
I have no clue what to expect from him and if he's going to pitch.
Okay, so let's talk about that part, because Tyler Mahle had some thoughts about that. So he's only pitched 38 1/3 innings in Major League Baseball over the last 2 years. So Mahle said about last year's shutdown, it was probably good that the shutdown happened because we figured out what was wrong with my shoulder. I never had a hiccup with the elbow, so we know that's strong. And we found out what was wrong with the shoulder, took the steps that we took to make it right. Now we're here. I threw enough innings to where it's not going to hold me back this year. We're in a great spot. So let's start with just him, and then I've got something for Chris Young. When he says, I threw enough innings last year that it's not going to be a problem, that is still, like, let's say you'll use the exact same logic that we use with John Gray, 150 innings. That is a massive jump up from 38 innings.
In 2022, he threw 120 and two-thirds innings. If he gets anywhere close to 120 innings, I'm pumped.
Okay.
Because that means he had a solid year. He stayed in the rotation. That year, he was 6-8 with a 4.4 ERA. Now, I'm hoping he's on a better offensive team than he was in 2022. But if he puts up a 4.4 ERA in 120 innings, I'm happy with that. Not saying I'm satisfied. That's not a playoff. Right? He's not pitching in my playoff rotation if I make the playoffs. But I'm looking at him, and I went back to 2022. Breaking ball run value, he was in the bottom 4% of baseball.
Yeah.
Off-speed run value, bottom 12%. Fastball run value in the, it says 83rd percentile. So, you know, you're top 17% if we want to look at it that way. So I don't know. I don't know what to expect from him. Is his fastball anywhere close to his fastball in 2022?
Well, here's Chris
and
Young.
I'm hoping his breaking ball is better than what it was in 22.
And this is why this statement from Chris Young makes me nervous. Because I feel like Chris Young sometimes is more upfront about things than, you know, most sports general managers. He said, Tyler's got a clean bill of health. No restrictions or limitations coming into camp. Obviously, we saw a little bit of him last year, and he looked good, and then we shut him down with a shoulder soreness. We're excited. We're counting on Tyler. We need him. Then he said again, we're banking on him, and we're hopeful that we're going to see the good version of him. All right. It makes me nervous when they say they're counting on him, they're banking on him, just because I don't know if that feels like a pretty big wager right there.
They can get away with Tyler Mahle getting hurt. The issue is now we have to keep Cody Bradford, Eovaldi, DeGrom, Rocker, right? The depth is there. The problem is what happened last year is almost everybody got hurt for the most part at some point in the year in your rotation, and it just struggled. So I look at Mahle as kind of, in a way, a wild card that I'm not counting on. But I'll be happy if he gives you something.
Okay.
Because I look at him this way. I think DeGrom's better than him. That's not going out on a limb. Eovaldi's better than him. Bradford's better than him. And I think Rocker's better than him. Gray, I think he is. If Gray's healthy, Gray's better than Mahle too. So I'm looking at Mahle as he's my number four, number five, number six starter. If he gets hurt, I better be able to survive that injury.
Yeah.
For Mahle, that's why I'm looking at him as like, whatever he gives you, if he gives you positive, great. But I'm not expecting anything from him. My success or failure as a team, to me, Tyler Mahle is way down the list on the success or failure of the Texas Rangers this year.
Okay, and I think you just said it. I apologize. Would you like him better than Leiter or no?
Right now, I guess I will say yes, because he has proven himself in the major leagues when he's healthy. Yeah. But not as a great pitcher, just as a guy. I think potential, I'll lean towards Jack Leiter. But can you give me 100 innings and put up an ERA in the mid fours? I'll go with Tyler Mahle. I feel like could do that if I'm putting a bet on Tyler Mahle or Jack Leiter this year, throwing 100 major league innings and putting up an ERA in the four to four and a half range. I'd put my money on Tyler Mahle.
Now, I want to switch gears real quick. Is this the most savage way to respond to somebody who called you out? So,
oh, me?
Not necessarily you.
Great, people calling me out again.
We're familiar with Bo Nickel. He's state champion wrestler at Allen, went on to be a national champion.
Now he's quarterback of the Broncos.
No, that's Bo Nix. And Bo Nickel has, and it's not Nixle, if that is the next thing that you were going
to
guess.
That's what Corey does to you.
Yes. He has a lot of steam on him. And so Andre Petrowski, after UFC Vegas 102, he won. And he said, I just beat the most decorated grappler in the UFC. Where's Bo Nickel? Where is he at? Where's Bo Nickel? All right. There you go. So this is how Bo Nickel responded. I'd love to get an easy check, but the fans say I can't fight cans anymore. So this dude stepped out and called out Bo Nickel, and Bo Nickel was like, I would love to fight you, but UFC and the fans say I can't fight tin cans anymore. That has got to be a hurtful retort to your challenge, does it not? Were you listening to any of that, Mike?
He wrestles in the UFC now.
Okay.
Man, you've had me listening the whole show.
That's how this job works!
I know, but there's only 7 more shows. And Corey wasn't supposed to miss today, but he did. And I did such a good job of concentrating. I was going to bid on a Kerry Wood card that I really needed and wanted for a set.
Kerry Wood card?
Yeah, it's 1999 Ultra Diamond Producers. And I forgot. And I didn't even bid on it. And I lost it because I didn't bid. You can't win if you don't bid. And I forgot because I was so engaged on the show. So at 136, I lost engagement because you're talking about Bo Nickel, who was a wrestler at Allen, and then he went on to be an All-American, and then I made a joke about the Denver Broncos, and then I lost it. And then I was looking at this guy, Finger Magic, on YouTube, and he might have said something about me, and I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about. And then you looked at me like, answer the question.
Well, the reason why I said answer the question, because I looked up at you, and I saw you look at me, and I go... And there's a really high possibility he has no idea what I've said for like the last 90
I'm
seconds.
I'm rooting for Bo Nickel.
Okay, good.
Was that a good answer?
Yeah, that works. Good enough. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag
Nation.
Where's
Alec at? Alec, why don't you answer the question?
He didn't ask me.
You know, those redheaded guys in there.
What? You can't push the blame off on somebody else.
Those guys. Them. Come on, guys.
Coming up next.
Figure it out.
We'll chat with the G-Bag Nation right here on The Fan.
Across the line, played it down low, and they score! Jake Gensel ties it for the United States on a weak goal given up by Bennington.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where... What I think is a great product might cause lots of problems on our airwaves. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
We're fantastic, Kevin. Thank you so much for asking.
Now, Wolchuk, what is the ice cream situation that has me nervous about Mike Bassett in particular
really
at the moment?
So, legendary Jello Josh from Mr. Sugar Rush has brought us some... adult ice cream. So this is spiked ice cream. I've got the Bailey's Irish Coffee. Now, Mike, what did you decide to sample?
Texas Honey Whiskey.
Crown Peach over here, and I can taste the crown.
Mr. Sugar Rush in Dallas, Texas.
Honestly, the consistency and everything of this ice cream looks extraordinary. But
very whippy cream.
What is the alcohol content, Josh?
This is 4.5%. 4.5% adults only, 21 plus, Mr. Sugar Rush Dragon Street.
Should people who are just about to start their show?
You know, we're just a degenerate show.
Hey, you know, we're a drunk show. Come on, man.
Not 14 and a half.
It's a holiday.
Wait till you see us on spring baseball.
Dude, this ice cream is so good.
It's very good.
Incredible how good
Which
this
kind
is.
Did you get?
I got the same as you, the Texas Honey Whiskey. But Wolchuk, you might want to try Wolchuk.
That Irish coffee.
That Irish coffee.
Oh, it's fantastic. It tastes just like an Irish coffee.
I'm not giving up peaches.
I'm not giving up any of my
caffeine, alcohol, and
man,
ice cream.
You are making it dead that fast.
I need a stronger spoon.
Okay.
Hammered on ice cream today.
Okay.
Look at that ice cream mustache he's got.
But also, if you can't see this on the Twitch, the YouTube, Brian Broaddus just pushed that plastic straw to the that plastic spoon to the absolute limits of his capability. I saw you digging in there, and you're like, come on, stupid spoon. Why don't you work better?
Need to be better.
The coffee one is great.
The coffee one's really good, yeah.
I'm gonna Texas Honey Whiskey is really good,
It's
too,
pretty fantastic.
What is it called?
This is the Irish Coffee.
Irish Coffee.
I'm Bailey's in. Irish Coffee.
Now, what
man,
else?
You can taste the Crown Royal in this peach.
Okay. Brought us, we talked about it last week.
Good. Yeah.
Canada is beating.
I really don't care.
No, I
care. Go ahead.
Is beating the brakes off of Finland, so we're going to get the Canada-United States rematch for the
question
championship.
Is, should we tariff them more for booing our national anthem?
It's not.
That's the question you wanted to ask, right?
You can answer that if you want, but I meant more, have you been.
They boo their own national anthem in Canada. Have you ever noticed that?
Really?
They do.
I didn't notice them
when they sing in French.
Yeah.
When they sing in French and they sing it in English.
Because there's a divide between Canada and French Canada.
Yeah, there's a huge divide. Okay.
I did think that dude who sang the national anthem crushed both of them.
Okay.
Which was pretty amazing.
Their dudes are usually better than our dudes.
I thought they were going to be safe because they were like, now representing the Canadian Royal Guard or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they cheered
him. The Mountie, right?
And then the second he said, oh, say, they were like, no. Boo. Yeah. were you guys watching on Saturday? Yeah. Were you locked in?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you, Hagee, do you expect them to drop the gloves in the first, like, three shifts of that game?
Yes, I do. Especially,
no, you expected it.
Oh.
Did you expect it the other day?
I'm sorry. No, I did not.
I was trying to get the backstory on that. What's going on here?
So Brady Tkachuk, they have some lingering issues, I think, going back to NHL play. And so Brady and Matthew talked about it. And as soon as they saw the starting lineup, I can't remember which one it was that they're gunning for. They were like, oh, I want to fight him. And so then the other one was like, okay, then I'll fight second. Because you knew if you start out the game by dropping gloves and just throwing down, there's probably going to be a follow-up to it. And so, yes, like a lot of things surrounding Four Nations, the Tkachuks are kind of the ones who are making this thing happen. It was entertaining as hell.
I loved it. I loved every single second of it. It was a great way to set the tone. I was surprised at the third fight. Like, I expected the Tkachuks to get after it. But then the third one pops off, three fights in 9 seconds. And the pageantry beforehand, you got Sidney Crosby taking like random pictures. He's like, hey, you want to look at the camera here? Let's take a picture. I'm like, let's drop the puck. Can we get going? And then we've got a bunch of fights to get it revved up. And in Canada, you go enemy territory. The emotions were incredible.
So we're doing this for All-Star Week? Is this what we're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is amazing because they are taking runs at each other.
Okay. And so think about this. So,
I mean, behind the net, you better have your head up.
So Canada and Sweden was the first game in this competition. Drew about 1 million people, which is the most that TNT had for any hockey broadcast this season. The Canada-United States game, which I realized was also on ABC, 4.4 million. And now you got to think, I assume most people walked away from that game very satisfied with what they got. Now you're going to get a championship rematch on Thursday night. It feels like they're going to pop another big number.
Yeah, heck yeah, they will. Why wouldn't they? The stakes are even bigger, and they now they've shown the entertainment factor is through the roof.
Yes.
So people that missed out this weekend are going to be going, okay, this is something I need to get in the mix on here.
All right, boys, the venue is in Boston.
Yeah, TD
that
Garden.
That is correct.
Should we have had it somewhere else in the United States? Should this have been like a, and I'm going to say it, should this have been a Philadelphia match?
I will
MSG.
Someplace.
I think
Madison
MSG
Square Garden
would have
been my top pick.
Boston's hockey fans are pretty.
They're good, and we need some violence at this place.
Then Philadelphia would have been my choice.
Saying. We need like violent crowd.
Take this thing to Oakland.
I mean, that's a winning town too. They just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Or Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota is the hockey state.
We took their hockey team
and we know
the championships.
So if you're doing chants where you're having to spell things. What better place than Philadelphia?
It's true.
Right? USA.
Okay, except for that one guy in the pregame who, what did he spell it? EAG and then EL?
Yeah. Well, that's
didn't put an S on it.
There, but all the letters
we're
are there.
Fan base there.
Maybe he's a dyslexic.
I was just
you're going
to
make fun of dyslexic people.
S-U-A. That is not what I was
I'm just thinking of making it uncomfortable for the Canadians.
Yeah.
That's all I'm thinking about.
Absolutely.
I think Boston fans will.
I think it's going to be pretty strong, man.
You know what? Boston and Montreal is a huge rivalry. This thought this will be good.
I want to boo the Canadian national anthem. I think that's
Boston
low.
Did not. As far as everything I've seen,
Boston has
the
a
Boston
dude that
fans
sing. They could sing.
Did not really boo the Canadian.
No, they have a whole band called Boston.
No, I think Boston has a guy that's like a legendary team. Singer that like they bring him out for the playoffs.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
and so you think he'll be out for this?
And all that. Yeah, here we go.
All right. Yeah. Interesting stuff right there. So end of the second period, Canada up on Finland.
I think it's the Wahlbergs.
4-0.
Yeah.
I didn't.
In the Funky Bunch.
I'm not going to lie. If you told me one of the Wahlbergs was singing the national anthem, I would make sure.
And then they feed you cheeseburgers afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Wahlbergers.
Yes. No, I understood. Now, Broadus, you gave us a heads up that weather might be an issue in the Daytona 500. Did you stick for the whole thing? I know it got weather delayed and everything like that. What did you think?
I'll tell you what. You got the crazy ending that you always get.
Yep.
New segment idea. Yeah. Instead of hot takes, ice cold takes. You have to give your sports takes with cold ice cream in your mouth.
Hecky was looking right at me I couldn't have got a bigger scoop.
Did you want me to ask Mike about the Daytona 500?
He would talk about booing
those cars
somebody
were fast, man. Huh?
Yeah, how especially about those Lightning McQueen.
See,
no, but it was you know what though. I went and watched college players.
He did great, Rachel.
So during the delays, I did other work and I kind of was keeping track of it. I had somebody at the track. It was telling me what was going on.
Did Trump race?
He did. Well, he was there. The beast went around. Yeah. The thing he rides around in, that car.
Yeah.
When all the other racers were going?
No, I don't think.
Not at all.
That'd have been fun.
And then, by the way, the Rangers just signed Luke Jackson, right-handed pitcher, to play 1 year.
We did it!
We got a closer, boys.
I think Luke Jackson used to be a Ranger a long time ago.
Yes.
In a galaxy far, far away.
That first part is definitely accurate. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Sounds like Luke Jackson.
Pure gold as always, Haggy. Thank you so much for asking. We're actually going to have Zig Fercassi, Sirius Sports, on at 3:20. We're going to talk some puck with Zig.
All right, looking forward to it.
Is the Wikipedia thing true that alleges his brother's name is Zag?
No. Luke Jackson.
We got a Zig and we got a Zag for Cassie.
You feel good about that?
That was a Wikipedia thing. I can't even take credit for it. Hey, I wish
you hear that. Luke Jackson, 19 saves.
Got a little ice cream in the mustache.
Not enough saves to be the closer. All right.
Well, he didn't have any last year.
Roll home.
Anybody giving up their ice cream? I'll
with
take
the G-Bag Nation. Find out how many more ice creams.
Kevin, do you think dyslexic people eat pizza rolls?
How many ice creams can Broadus eat in 5 hours?
Oh, don't even challenge me on that.
Well, at least three more, right?
Easy.
It's going to be 5 hours of pure gold.
Okay, roll
home. Thanks for asking, Heggy. Now go home.
Pure cream. Pure gold. This is going to be a pure cream show.
God, it's creamy.
Oh, my
God.
Let's yeet after the show, boys. Yeet!
Oh, we're yeeting at 7 o'clock on the Flicks. We call it's Netflix, but I shortened it to Flicks.
We'll be back tomorrow.
7 more shows, guys.
Say goodnight.
USA, guys. Bro.
E.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.